see.
Hiya.
Hello.
Don't forget to post your little letters in there, will you?
Definitely not. I should have nipped across last night and posted it.
Yeah. Well, when we go out, we'll go across now.
Yeah, we'll go.
You got the first post then. On one of the first. So we'll guarantee it more to get there tomorrow. Hiya.
Hiya.
You know, going about this butter?
Yeah.
You know about like the little aftertaste it gives you, like it's really salty and then it gives you.
It's just a yucky taste to it. I don't know if it's because it's melted a bit. Or I'm trying to
I thought it was the peanut butter you say, and then I just thought what you said last night.
That's why I just put it on really, really thin today. It's right sickly.
Not David, where is he?
I had an awful dream last night. I dreamt my nan and I woke up and I was crying.
Dreamt your nan what?
I dreamt about my nan and I woke up and I was crying.
Oh.
And then the dreamt something weird about riding on the seagull, something stupid like that.
I had a very strange dream.
Must have been something we'd eaten. Must be because the stir fried that broccoli.
I had a very weird dream.
going to brush the teeth.
No way. I want to get to work. Don't start again, have I? Otherwise you'll bend you over my knee and smack you. Hey? Post you later. And then, hello. What's wrong? I only worry about it, babe. I get them quite often. They have heart attacks, though. What? You what?
Don't
win a
house
attack. I was going to say, that's about the cruelest thing I think you've ever said, babe. Sorry? Some sort of fucking wonder. What? Supporters of an Irishman convicted of murdering a soldier in Northern Ireland, furious he can't have political asylum in the States. Joseph Duffy's bid has been rejected by America's Supreme Court. Coffins are red-faced after owning up to an interplanetary goof. They thought they'd found a planet outside our solar system and got very excited about life on other worlds. Now they say it doesn't exist. It was all a mathematical mistake. That's one FM headline news at breakfast. It's 8:30. I don't really love you, babe. No. No.
Get paid
today. Give it
a shitty wage, you know.
Don't matter, babe.
Talking like 100
pounds. Maybe, don't matter. No poll tax to pay out of it or anything, so.
No, that's true.
Well, I think the bus isn't going to let us in, is he? He's now we're going to twat.
Silly.
Now we're going to bastards at the hour.
I'm going
to be a bus
driver.
Do I? Right. Well, neither of our ears are awake this morning, were they?
Well,
yep.
That clock's a bit slow though, you know.
Which one? Yeah. About 2 minutes. Oh, baby, no. Just have to be 2 minutes quicker in the math, wouldn't you? Hey? I can. Takes me forever to get going in the bathroom in the morning.
I know it does.
And it's half the time, I'm just standing at the sink, like that. I do! I stand at the sink like that, in the mirror.
You're silly.
I do, though. I do, though. I'm very serious. What the fuck are you indicating for, man? Do you want to go or what? Fucking plonker. I hate people who don't realise they've got their indicator on, though. I'm driving along with the hazard lights on, 3 fog lights, 4 indicators, and the lights flashing on and off, and they're like... A journalistic licence, babe. We're allowed to lie. I don't know it.
Yeah,
I'm not. I wonder what this is. What is it, babe? Saggy, he says, is an important word, isn't it?
been home?
Seven.
And how's it in Hastings, Rosalind?
A bit dull, a bit cool, but not bad.
Can I call you Ros?
Yes, please.
Good, it saves a bit of time. A song title, please, Ros?
I think it's Building a Bridge to Your Heart by Wax.
Why?
You're building something or other.
Yeah.
And a heart will be squadgy, soft, without some support.
A what would? A heart?
Yeah. Building a bridge to your heart.
Oh, I see.
You see, yes.
Rosalind?
Yes?
Out of 10. No, never mind. Sorry about that, Rod. Start at the beginning. Line one. Line one, hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Who's that?
Kirsty McCarran from Leeton.
How is it in Leeton, Kirsty?
Leeton.
Oh, right. Well, how is it there then?
Dull.
Shouldn't you be on your way to school at this moment?
Sir.
No.
Oh, why not? Are you Skyping today?
No.
Well, what are you doing then?
I'm ready for school.
Oh, you're ready already? Oh, I beg your pardon. Song title, Kirsters.
Blow the house down by Living in a Box.
Why do you think that?
Because it's all saggy and you're putting the scaffolding on.
Right. Oh, yeah. So, the burning it down as well as building it up.
Did anyone suggest that to you?
No.
All your own work?
Yeah.
Is there anyone there who might be able to help you out at all?
My mum could have, but she didn't want to.
Is that because she's like getting on a bit, as they say? How old is she now? Cause
cute
she's
laugh.
She's going to be great at the temples.
Don't
I? Take a guess. How old's your mum?
Before
35. Well, you're past it by the time you got to 35. Kirsty, it's a wrong answer anyway, and go and console your mum with a loving kiss. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Let's try line 8. Hello.
Hello there, Simon.
Ah, hello, who's that?
It's Michael Porton here from Spennymoor in County Durham.
How is it in Spennymoor, Michael?
Well, yeah, you bet.
There's no clouds in the sky whatsoever, Simon. The sun is shining and it's absolutely lovely.
Exactly what she said.
Exactly what she said, Simon.
Song title, Mike.
I reckon it's You Blow Me Up by the Thompson Twins.
Why?
Well, it's, I think it's sad a little bit, and I think they're all about you as opposed to, like, as anybody else, with it being a bit of a poker, Simon.
Yeah. Thanks.
Rake,
you know.
Oh, well, I haven't seen
you.
I've only seen your face, Simon, on pictures in
banks. Oh, I see. And clearly implying that my face is all porky and hamster cheek-like.
Possibly, Simon.
Thanks a lot, Michael. Even if you were right, I disqualify you for being too rude.
Okay.
Anyway, Mike, I'm afraid you're an incorrect person.
Okay, cheers, Simon.
Thanks for calling. Michael and Kirsty and Ross getting it completely daft. If you know, we'll take calls from 6:30, and we'll do that on tomorrow's show.
A bit closer to a normal time again this morning. I wonder if we end up going out with Daddy tonight. Yeah. It's only last. Yeah. Oh, come on, lad. Have a guess. Go on, I'll risk it. Come on, which lane? Oh, you ding, thank you for playing. But not over you. Oh, yeah. I love you. Man with fluffy hair. Plus he looks like death this morning. It's only last to have ever. It's just that I've been losing sleep, that I've been counting sheep, that I've been losing sleep, but not over you. Not over you. Adrian was very naughty on the answer machine last night.
Why?
He said, I was trying to make him laugh while he was doing it. So he didn't, so he got to me, he says, and tonight's studio photographer, Gavin Blythe, can be bleeped. And he says, and don't hesitate to bleep him because he's very amenable at any 24 hours of the day.
You are?
Just and sleep. Slamming to me.
Hey?
Slamming to me.
You are
very available
for work, mate.
I wasn't a slight dig at all, is it, man?
Eh?
I wasn't a slight dig at all.
Is Conde going on Saturday?
No. No, he's got his little kid now, hasn't he? Plus his father-in-law, he's in hospital at the moment.
Seriously?
Yes and no, he's had to live at Cornsey's house. And he's just been taken back into hospital after coughing up blood. Well, they know what he's got cancer of something. So he's just been living at Pete's, He said he would love to go because Brian Bold said that his daughters would look after their baby. But so with his father-in-law, you know, I would stay at theirs. So it's like having two kids there.
The tout code of honour. Always remember, dress to depress. Don't sell tickets to police officers. And any tout saying tickets, who wants tickets? Less than 25,000 times a fixture is a copy. Due to problems with ugliness, touts have to reproduce asexually. Thank you very much. I won't go into details. You
hear me so vivid and what? Have you seen him now?
No.
He's got long hair. That's about there.
That's true,
yeah. I suppose he hasn't, has he?
No.
Well, send him a picture and let him see how he's doing. Won't you kiss and tell? It's an old song, this, I think, actually. They've brought it out again.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I think it was the last one they brought out, but it didn't do very well, so I think they probably brought it out again. I quite like it, actually. I must admit, I'm a bit of a wet fan in the on the quiet.
Yeah. Oh,
still fair. I'm not exactly staying here, am I? Thank you, little love. Okay.
Love you very much.
Any shows this morning?
Jumbo's a pack of Fergie.
Mm-hmm, Jesus. No.
Where we'll post anyway. Leeds are going to be the unluckiest team.
I don't know. I think he actually went up just to intimidate him. I think
yeah,
I don't know if it is, mate, because I do it all the time. Because yeah, a lot of it is jumping to intimidate. That's what Graham Short does. He jumps.
2 yards out of goal. The thing was, Chapman was in front of him, wasn't he?
I wouldn't honestly say that he did it deliberately, to be honest. I think it would be very harsh to give a penalty. I don't know.
Did you film us?
What does it say in the paper? What's wrong with him this morning?
I think his arm was wrist.
You saw it? As he went down, if you looked at it, his wrist just went, No, I didn't see that film last night. The one about the musician killed suicide. Was it, yeah? I didn't watch it.
Can you imagine the worst American teen corn movie that you've ever seen? It's worse than
that. That's it, yeah. I'm not seeing Central last night.
Did I see
that
or not? No, I didn't see it last night. Gosh, I had 3 bottles of that champagne last night.
Did you?
Jill's up for 16 bottles of it.
Eh?
Jill wanted to take it into the party the other night. They wouldn't let her. So she gave loads to Joe. She got loads at their own house. So she sent two, I think. Joe and Cal had one, and me and Mark had two between us. She's done with that teacher accused of assaulting the kids as a baby in sports.
I don't bother.
Roger rates the colleges more.
Oh, fuck's sake.
That would have been dumb.
They've had it for years.
Do we know that?
This woman said they had it for at least 2 years.
Did she? Yeah.
Well, I can ring her up again.
Just hold that. Save what you've done.
Well, I thought I'd do something.
Yeah.
It's just gone out of my head.
Yeah, say what you've done, though. But, I mean, I'd hate you just to...
Okay.
Do it all. And then be told by Roger, no, I don't worry about it.
I think he's like flogging a dead horse here, I really do.
Yeah, I know. Might be worth a par the Archer's birthday party.
Same. Digest.
Yeah.
Is that so
true? I tell you something, I feel really bad, really rough this morning. Can't see it properly.
Cookbooks to grab that fridge today.
lists, yeah? Yep. These are open, these are sweet. Okay. Thanks a lot. Bye bye. Don't fucking lie to me, you silly bitch. So what inquest you got this morning? Two in four. Three openers. Thanks. I said, no. You know, what are they? I don't know. Doesn't say. Thanks. I said, no, of course it says. So they, you know, she doesn't say, well, every time I've ever looked before, it says. She says, hold on. She goes, oh, yeah, Underhill's a fracture, Bates is an RTA. It really fucking annoys me.
They've got a
delaying bastards. Meet a bunch of scientists who say that last July when they discovered a planet larger than the Earth in another solar system, and I said, oh, it was all a mistake. We made a numerological error. It's like, yeah, sure you did. It's like, yeah. You're not really just trying to cover it up now. They must find so much fucking stuff that they can't tell us.
If I could be a fly on the wall anywhere, it'd be the governmental officers around the world.
Especially the States.
Secrets, especially States, yeah. But I'm just using it because this country's in whatever the States do. See, Germany have got their little fingers in the pie, haven't they now?
You what?
Yugoslavia. Well, Croatia.
But
it's a German Republic.
Is it?
Basically, yeah. Bundesrepublik of Croatia or something like that. Which means in any war, if there's a war again in the Yugoslav states, then Germany are involved.
Bit naughty.
Maybe I haven't got this company yet. 3, 3, 6, 6, 7, 5, 4, 5.
The Germans go again.
That's a rather thick head this morning.
Yeah, it's Richard from Kenya. What in Russian schools have we got today?
Bye-bye.
That one is sugar, is it?
sugar this one, Nick, or what?
Just a bit, yes.
A bit?
Yeah,
I can't remember what I did with the sugar school.
Oh, which you can't have any more, man, it's fine.
The sugar thing in the morning might be good because you get your blood sugar level up. I think through the day it's probably bad for you.
I think I like sugar as a kid.
Yeah, I know, I do as well.